Time for noon market news with senior market analyst Brian Hoops from the BillionAuto.com studios.
It's Brian Hoops from Midwest Market Solutions with your Ag Networks. A noon market news update on Monday, April the 22nd. We're seeing big gains in the wheat futures this morning. News last week that Sovacon would lower their estimate of the Russian wheat crop by a million metric tons was friendly to the market and caused some short covering. And weather over the weekend saw temperatures in the upper 20s as far south as northern Kansas, causing some concerns about cold temperatures as well as frost in some areas. The cold temperatures are slowing the planting of the spring wheat crop, and that's enough to give us some short covering in the wheat futures. The higher wheat market building over to corn and soybeans, which were mixed to lower overnight. We're seeing some gains in those markets despite any export news and weather forecasts that look good for planting this week. Last week, we saw corn planting at 6% complete, soybeans at 3%, spring wheat at 7%. We should see corn planting move to about 10% done, with soybeans 6% to 7% complete and spring wheat around 10% to 12% complete. Weekly export inspections this morning were bullish for corn at 63.9 million bushels, soybeans at 16 and wheat at 16.5. Cattle on feed report was friendly, and that sent deferred live cattle and feeder cattle sharply higher. March 1 supplies were highest on record at 101.5%, but placements were a four-year low at 87.7%. Brian Hoops from Midwest.
If you're a truck guy, you know what you want. Go to BillionAuto.com, where it's easy to find a truck that works as hard as you do. Shop all the major brands from our huge new and used inventory. Plus, our fleet department may be able to offer you additional farmer, rancher, or business owner discounts. If you can't find what you're looking for, get priority access to incoming new inventory by ordering exactly what you want today. Shop nearly 1,000 new and used trucks at BillionAuto.com.